We're doing this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Monday episode of Lunchtime.
Are we really recording right now?
Yeah, we are.
All right, let's do it. How's it going?
Monday. Lunchtime. Monday episode. So, we've talked about Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Centennial Class. We talked about the Oakland, or not the Oakland.
Houston Astros.
I was going to say the Oakland Athletics. Who am I? Am I Billy Bean?
No.
Do I look like, does this face?
You look just like Brad Pitt.
Is this Paul D. Podesta? Is that
might be more accurate.
Is that what's going on?
I wouldn't know. No one in Cleveland or in this area has seen Paul D. Podesta.
This is in San Diego. Doesn't he live in San Diego?
He doesn't live in Ohio. That's all I know.
La Jolla, that's where he lives.
But if he was to travel here, if no flights were available, he might
take a bus.
Would he take the bus? My guess is no. And that's what today's topic is about. Rather than going the sports route, we got football, baseball. You'd think maybe basketball, maybe hockey. We'll save those for another time. We're talking about the school bus or just buses in general.
Did you take the school bus to school?
You're absolutely right. You know,
every day?
So I was suspended from the bus twice as a child.
How did you get suspended from the bus?
The first time, I just want to say this is not funny, and I have grown from these incidents. The first time was for throwing candy at my bus driver while she was driving.
Come on, man.
It was candy that she gave us.
Come on,
when we got
man.
On the bus. People doubted my arm. I mean, I had a cannon. You know,
what, did somebody walk up to you and be like, "Hey, I bet you couldn't hit the back."
It was
kind of
like
head.
Billy Madison, but like not the assault thing. They're like, "Hey, Noah, I bet you could. I bet you couldn't hit Linda with the pack of nerds." And I was like, "That's assault, brother." And they're like, "Quiet." And I look back and I'm like, "You double dare me?" And yeah, I mean, it was on a dime. I hit it right in the back of the head.
So you took a Laffy Taffy.
Wait, dude, didn't they hit him with a banana anyway in that movie?
You took a Laffy Taffy.
It was nerds. It was a box of nerds.
I'm just going to say it was a Laffy Taffy.
All right, same company.
You took a Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
From the bottom, the back of a bus, and chucked it.
Well, first things first, I was never in good enough behavior to be allowed to sit. The back was like a privilege for where I grew up.
Like, see, I don't understand like bus etiquette, like
so,
bus anything.
So, yes, that was the thing where when I was little, like the older and the good kids got to sit in the back. And if you were bad, like I was, you were normally in the first two or three seats.
Hiles, up here.
Yeah, no, she made assigned seating charts because the one time we had a substitute bus driver. And we attempted to tip the bus on its side. Just imagine this. You're driving a school bus, taking all these little kids home, and all of a sudden, a 10-year-old Noah Hiles stands up in his seat and yells, "Tip the bus!" And everyone on the bus, all these little kids, just while it's going around a turn, sprint to one side of the bus and try to tip it over. We were bad. I got suspended for that one, too. And my dad would like go in and come out to bat for me because I'd be like, do you think my son would honestly say tip the bus? And
they were like, "Yeah, we have it on film."
Yeah, pretty much. And my dad would be like, "Oh my God, Noah, what is wrong with you?"
You know,
but after the second suspension, I got my act together. But I did ride the bus.
Eventually, we're going to do an episode here that's about Burgettstown.
Yeah, oh, buddy.
Because there is
we're going to need a series. Maybe that could be like a Wednesday thing.
There is a cornucopia of stories that exist about veritable cornucopia of stories about Burgettstown. But hey, I never understood the bus. Like, we never
you grew up in the city
ever
though.
Took the bus. Yeah, but like also I could have taken the bus.
How far away did you live from your high school?
Like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 blocks.
3 or 4 blocks? It was a 40-minute bus ride for me to get to my high school.
Yeah, it was like I
could walk. Because I mean we're also I think I lived maybe like 20, 25 miles away from my high school because I lived out in the country and you're taking, you know, back roads to go pick up kids who live on farms and everything. So in middle school, I wasn't bad on the bus simply because I had to catch it at 5:50 in the morning, which absolutely stunk. But yeah, I rode the bus all the way up until my freshman, sophomore, when I was in high school and I was on the football team, I convinced kids on the team who lived near me. And we moved into a more residential neighborhood my sophomore year of high school. and it was closer to my high school, and I'd just get, you know, my teammates to drive me until I could eventually drive to school. But yes, as a kid, I rode the bus, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. A lot of great memories, you know. You got a couple smooches every now and then from the ladies. You got, you know, the stories of my accuracy with my great arm. I remember we all would bring our PSPs on the bus, PlayStation Portables, and we would link up and play Star Wars Battlefront or NHL together. We had some
These are just references that should have stayed in 2007.
I mean, no, these are great childhood memories on the bus that I feel like you're deprived of because you never got to ride the school bus.
I mean, every time I rode a school bus, like, and we would go on like a field trip and ride a school bus, I hated it. I hated being on a school bus.
Did you play sports?
I mean, I played golf.
Oh, so I'm guessing you guys would just probably take a van.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we did enjoy those rides in the van. Like, there was one time, this dude, the van that he picked us up in, he had a video player in the back, like a DVD player. Yeah. And the only movie he had was Kung Fu Panda.
That's not a terrible time.
We watched the hell out of Kung Fu Panda.
Football, basketball, baseball games growing up. I mean, I remember middle school basketball, all of us having to wear shirts and ties. And, like, you know, you learn how to sleep in a shirt and tie and on the bus. Because, like, there'd be sometimes we'd play a tournament 2 hours away from where we were, and we would just go there, ride the bus together. Football games, like, I remember, like, struggling to get up the stairs on the bus after some high school football games. There was one time a kid put his first chew of tobacco in his life on the way home.
Did he throw up then?
He puked all over himself. I remember we were coming back from a game. It was out in the middle of nowhere, going back to another area of the middle of nowhere, and the lights were off or whatever. It was like 11 o'clock. We won, thankfully. Our coaches were in a decent mood, but we had two buses, one for the upperclassmen, one for the underclassmen. We're on the underclassmen bus, so like not many of us got playing time. So we were all just kind of just still tired or whatever, and the lights are off, and all of a sudden, I feel the bus stop. And I look, I'm like, I was sleeping. I'm like, are we here? Are we back? And we're just pulled over on the side of the road, and the lights shoot on, and our coach is sprinting down the aisle. I, like, turn my head to the right, and the kid, Nathan Cooper, across the seat across from me.
You just called him out.
Yeah,
like
I did. This is one of my favorite stories from, like, my days of high school football. He's just covered in vomit. Covered in vomit.
And he was wearing, what was he wearing?
He just had, like, a t-shirt, like, our post-game, like, sweatsuit or whatever. And he's covered in puke, and there's, like, our coach said, like, we're not keeping this on the bus. Like, you're throwing it out the window. And we just made him throw his shirt out the window. And so then it's cold. And this kid's a bigger kid. He was a center. So, you know, he's cold. He's pudgy. He's freezing. He has no shirt. So another kid on the team's like, I'm wearing two shirts right now. But he wore a medium. So this kid who wears a double XL was forced to put on, like, an adult medium shirt. He still got puke on his pants. It was a whole thing, but those are bus memories. Those are bus memories. Baseball bus memories were great. Basketball bus memories. I mean, there were some fights on the bus growing up. There was a lot of great bus memories. The school bus was awesome.
Okay, so we're talking school stuff here because we're talking about the school bus.
Yes.
I want to transition into another school thing.
Okay.
That my mind is on.
So
how often?
Off the bus.
Yeah, we're off the bus. We're okay. In the building now. How often did you buy school lunch?
When I was younger, very often.
Very often.
Yeah, because, like, my parents were just kind of like, here, you know, here's your money. Leave me alone. And, I mean, it wasn't, like, a thing where we had food to prepare and thinking about it. My dad was a preacher growing up, so he had a pretty open calendar. I kind of like buying school lunches because that's what a lot of my friends did. But then when I got to high school and, you know, Fridays I would never buy when I had a football game. I wanted to eat something, you know, like I had my traditional meal or something. And so I'd have something like that. But again, my high school went under renovation my sophomore year. So we had a brand new cafeteria my last 2 years of high school. And there were a lot of really, like, good options. We had, like, a wrap station. We had a salad bar. We had three different types of chicken sandwiches. Damn. You can get two different types of burgers and, like, the normal entree of the day. So you had a lot of options and it was pretty affordable. So it was... Normally, I'd say 3 out of the 5 days a week I'd buy. So
we had, like, I mean, you had to, like, anticipate, like, what the days were, like, of, like, what stuff was going to be. We had an area. Mm-hmm. Big Sam could remember this. Sam Allred.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie.
Yeah.
No, we had a Deca store. Like, it was like a business, like, thing, like a business part of the school. Like, you could like join this and learn all about how to like run a business, and like you would go out and compete and like present things to
we didn't have,
you know, different stuff.
We had a shop class.
Sam was a part. Yeah, that's that'll be coming later on. That's for another day. So you could go there, and the only things you could get there that were like next level was you could get cookies that were legit, like really good chocolate chip cookies,
okay,
like warm and gooey in the center. You were like, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
You could go there, and did you ever have the peanut butter and like and what do you call it? Graham cracker like crust things? Did
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They were in like that crappy like wrapping paper that was like white and purple. You could buy that there. And then the piece de resistance that you could get there were the Marchand ramen noodles.
Jeez, oh man, that was horrible.
That was next level eating.
Our cafeteria was awesome in high school, so I would buy every now and then. But one quick thing here, I know we're probably coming close to time, I'd imagine. When I would forget my school lunches, so sometimes I would pack and I'd forget it. My dad would drive it back to school for me, but as a punishment, he would get a Sharpie and write all over my brown bag lunch, "I love my dad." In all caps. And it was, I mean, everywhere. Like, daddy's little boy. Like, Noah and daddy are best friends. And it was all over the place. So, like, I remember I'd get an announcement like, Noah Hiles, come down to the front desk. Your dad dropped off your lunch. I'm like, oh, my God. Not again. I'm like, I was going to buy. Like, I had a $5 in my wallet. I was going to buy. And then, like, I'd just go there. And, like, I would just, like, sit down and all my friends would roast me. But yeah, back to the buses. Can we finish? We started with the buses. Can we finish with the buses?
Yeah, I mean, I was enjoying school lunch.
Lunch can be another thing. I mean, we could just talk about school in general.
I mean, but this is all kind of like it's an all-encompassing episode now.
Well, a nice part about packing your lunch could be you save a snack for the bus ride home.
Oh, see, we never did that.
So your parents just drive you to school?
I mean, by the time I got to high school, I could walk.
Yeah. But like when you're a kid, your parents dropped you off every day.
Yeah.
That sounds so nice.
Every day.
Yeah. Like, again, the only time my parents did that was when I was suspended from the bus. And which is wild that like they wouldn't suspend me from school. But like nonetheless, they just made my parents
drive. Yeah, but the bus and the school were like kind
of
like
separate. Yeah. Entities, separation of bus and school, like church and state, I guess. But
it's a big difference in the world. Yeah, but hey.
Yeah.
You know,
there was another bus incident that I can recall. I almost got hit and killed by a bus one time because I left a Pokemon toy that my friend had lent me and I forgot it on the bus. So after I got off the bus, everyone gets off the bus. I walk in through the front doors of my elementary school and the bus driver closes the doors. He starts to drive away. I realize, oh my God, I forgot my Squirtle. So I start sprinting after my bus driver. His name was Cliff at the time. And I'm like, Cliff, wait. And my bright idea, I wanted to jump on the road in front of the bus and just be like, halt. And like, there's no way he would have. Thankfully, a teacher like stopped me like right when I got to like the yellow line on the sidewalk. Like where, you know, like I was that close to just trying to be like Superman, like halt. And like, my little brain didn't grasp the concept of like brakes needing a couple.
So did you ever get your Squirtle back?
I did. I think my parents recall I was in trouble often as a child. I really got it together in sixth grade, but prior to sixth grade, like if you look fifth grade through kindergarten, I mean, it's hilarious. There was never like a time where like, it was never like a fist fight. It was always like, no.
To maybe put our school experiences in a different realm of each other with buses, I would say in school from the time that I was K through 12, I rode on more like tour buses, like that level of bus, than school buses.
Yeah, not me.
Because we took like long trips when I was in middle school.
See, I did that when we went to DC in ninth grade, and then Cedar Point my senior year, and then when I travel with the Mount basketball team, I'd ride that. But aside from that, no, it was just always school buses, and that was an area of chaos that I thrived in. One final funny school bus note. This isn't really a story. Normally, bus drivers will take their bus back to the bus garage after their shift is over, after they drop everyone off. Not my bus driver growing up. She lived the hill from me. She literally parked her school bus out in front of her house.
Did you try to steal the school bus?
No. But, like, it just looked ridiculous. There was a school bus parked out in front of this lady's
house. I mean, at least you knew where it was, though.
Yeah, Linda. I mean, she was great. And, like, it was such a funny relationship. I mean, she had to have hated me because I was horrible. But at the same time, like, I think she always kind of admired, like, man, this kid, he's a good kid. He's just kind of an idiot. And she would always play anytime the Pirates had an afternoon game, she'd put it on. She'd put it on KDKA when we were driving home.
What you don't know about Linda is that she currently has a dartboard in her basement, and you are the bullseye of that dartboard. Oh, for sure.
I mean, little Noah, like, every year for trick-or-treat, like, on Halloween, like, I hated going up to that house because, like, my parents would be with me, and they'd just be, she's like, I'm not giving your son candy. He's going to throw it at my head. Which is like, my parents would be like, we get it, Linda. We get it. We're here for Cassidy. We get that you're not giving Noah candy.
It's time for lunch.
It is enough. Indeed.
Enjoy your, enjoy your food.
What? And if some of you, you know, have to take a bus home, don't throw candy at the driver. I'm Noah Hiles.
I'm John Bozica. Don't take the bus.